House will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins. Blevins. Flickery. Flickery. Brown. Brown.
Excused.
Burkhart.
Excused.
Burkhart excused. Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Excused.
Esquivel excused. Feiler.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson. Harshman.
Excused.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Excused.
Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Excused.
Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
excuse.
Stubson excused, Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Blevins,
here.
Flickery,
excuse.
Flickery excused. I'm about, never mind, 52 ayes, 8 excused. I hope that's not.
The prayer of the day is offered by Reverend Bob Girard, representing the First Presbyterian Church.
Let us pray. Mighty God, it is by your grace and power we live at all. May these, our leaders, be filled with your grace and power as they recover from a long day and short night. As they consider concerns, look for opportunities and seek answers to whatever is on today's agenda. May your power of discernment guide them as they read through the bills before them. Help them to separate the wheat from the chaff so that what is done truly nurtures the people, the land, the water, and the animals in this state. Help these fellow citizens to find the resources necessary to carry out what is good in your sight. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let that order of business of Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 18, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representatives Filer and Winters.
The doctor of the day is Dr. Jake Barringer, M.D. from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Welcome to the House, Doctor. Representative Blickery, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow representatives, it's my pleasure. Well, first of all, I'd like Representative Burkhart, could you come up here with me, please? Okay.
Go ahead.
So it's a pleasure of myself to introduce my goddaughter and of Don to introduce his constituent. This is Caitlin France, and she's our page for today. She's from Rollins, and she's a great kid, and her parents are sitting right up here, Tara and Copper France. So please welcome them.
Welcome to the House. Representative Patton.
I want to say greetings and good morning to a distant country, being Sheridan, Wyoming. She's the director of the Senior Center in Sheridan, has just done an absolutely remarkable job, and I think that she's up. Well, there she is. Carmen Rideout.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to, I know all of our committees work very, very hard, but I want to give a special thanks to the Labor Committee last night. We were here till 11:30, mostly for my bill, and I sure appreciate all the thought and all the suggestions and the hard work that they do, as well as every other committee, but especially right now I want to thank the Labor Committee. So would you join me in a round of applause?
Representative Winters.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
In this balcony to my right, your left, is Ms. Janet Dickinson from the Hot Springs County Senior Center. And she actually has a number of ladies who are working with her around the state. But please welcome Janet Dickinson to the House.
Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
Up in the north balcony here. Both senior centers of Sweetwater County are in my district, I believe. But from Rock Springs, we have Janine Cox, the Young at Heart Center, and Beth Whitman, Golden Hour Senior Center of Green River. Please welcome them.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to nominate my committee for Committee of the Month Award. They, for their tenacity, for their strong spirit, for their clear thinking, clear until 11:30 last night. And in supporting roles, I would like to show my appreciation for all the people who brought budget amendments that talked on, and I'm included in that. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, who cracked the whip for us and kept us late in the first place. Most especially, I'd like to thank those people from the agencies that stuck with us until the end. And we even had a 9-year-old little girl that stayed with us because the last bill affected her life. And so we don't do this in a vacuum. We don't do it alone. There are a lot of people there. They stuck with us because their bills were important to be read out before the deadline. And so, Mr. Speaker, I would like to acknowledge my committee as the best committee in the legislature this month.
Thank you for that highly non-controversial and brief praise, Chairman Harvey. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
I'd like to introduce Becky Zace, who runs our senior center in Jackson.
Welcome to the House. Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a lot of senior citizen folks here today. I've got them. Jerry Bontenfield is kind of the lead director. We've got a whole bunch of directors around from Lander, Grable, Riverton, Lovell, Sheridan, Pine Bluffs, Buffalo, Thermopolis, Carbon County, Green River, Campbell County, and Jackson Hole. And we just, if you want to all stand up, appreciate the work you do for our seniors all the way around the state.
Representative Blickery.
Well, Mr. Speaker, because she's from your county, I'd like to introduce Ann Rossi, who is the director of our senior center.
Welcome to the House. And thank you for coming all the way down from Campbell County. Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Well, I don't know if I can make this announcement again, but excuse me. But at 6:17 this morning, weighing in at 7 pounds 4 ounces, my first grandchild.
Chairman Harvey.
Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Mr. Chairman, I'm one of the few that are very privileged to have two senior centers in my county, and the directors of those are Cynthia Johnson and Denise Anderson, if they would stand and be welcomed by the House.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Oh, okay. With that, order of business of standing committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 72, the Omnibus Water Bill Planning, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye: Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobel, Harshman, Muniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 152, Water Research, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye: Representatives Burkhardt, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, Stubson, 2 no votes, Representative Blickery, and Escobel, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 106, County Fireworks Bans, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye: Representatives Berger, Byrd, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, Danswanitzer, 1 no vote, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman.
We're at that order of rules changes. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I have a number of rules changes. I'll move each one, Mr. Speaker, and I might remind the body each one of the adoption of each of these rules requires a two-thirds vote. Mr. Speaker, I move to amend Joint Rule 2-4, receding from non-concurrence.
Is there any you've heard the motion. Is there any discussion on Rule 2-4? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, if you'd briefly describe what the rule change does.
Mr. Speaker, with respect to this, that's a challenge.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, if you'd like to come and take the chair, I can explain it for you.
That's a really good idea. Mr. Speaker.
Hey, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Rule 2-4 allows us as a body to if the other body is obstinate and won't appoint a conference committee, or the conference committee negotiates in bad faith so that the bill would die. This allows us, as a joint rule, and the Senate has adopted this rule, allows us to recede from that non-concurrence so that the bill doesn't die, so that they can't, by not appointing a committee or the committee refusing to meet, kill a bill that we might have had some minor changes in. We had that happen last session, and this proposed rule will address those issues. Rules changes require a two-thirds vote of the body.
Clerk, will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Rule 13-2, having passed the two-thirds vote, has passed the House. Our next rule for consideration is Rule 13-1. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I believe that that was Joint Rule 2-4 that was just passed, and 13-2 would be next.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I had this on top. My apologies. So 14-2 has passed the House by two-thirds vote. We are now on House Rule 13-2. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I move an amendment to House Rule 13-2, Rules for the Budget Session. This concerns introduction deadlines and says for introduction of a bill other than the budget bill, the following will apply. No bill will be accepted for consideration except on two-thirds vote after 12 o'clock noon on the third legislative day of the session. And no bill will be considered for introduction after 6 o'clock p.m. the fifth legislative day of the session except by consent of two-thirds of the membership.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Gingery,
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Having a two-thirds majority vote, House Rule 1 to Rule 13-2 has passed the House. The next amendment for our consideration is House Rule 2 to 13-1A. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I move an amendment to House Rule 13-1, Rules of the Budget Session. Ladies and gentlemen, what this rule change does is change the time that a bill must be on the floor before it can be considered by this body. It changes it from 24 hours to 12 hours. The 24 hours seems to have caused us a lot of trouble, especially in our consent list for committee bills during the budget session. And as I looked at it, the difference between 24 hours and 12 hours is really esoteric, because either way it has to be on the floor overnight before it's considered. And so with a 12-hour a 12-hour waiting period instead of a 24-hour waiting period, it would permit us to take action on bills sooner, 12 hours sooner, theoretically, than after they're on the floor of the House. But either way, it was overnight, and it seemed like the 12 hours was going to accomplish the same thing the 24 hours did.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll?
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Simlick,
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
House Rule 2, amending House Rule 13-1, having received the two-thirds vote of the House, has passed the House. Representative Patton, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. Just for your information, I'll ask the Speaker with the rule changes when those go into effect. It's my understanding it's immediate. However, the body should know.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I think the rule change is going to affect the 1st of July. Speaker says no. Madam Chairman, I suggest you recognize the Speaker.
I will, Mr. Speaker.
My understanding is that when we change our rules, they're changed immediately after a two-thirds vote, so they're in effect immediately, but they'll be in effect for the next session, because the 12-hour rule really doesn't matter anymore because we're past that point in the session.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. All right, our next rule for consideration is House Rule 3, amending House Rule 12-10. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, I move amendment of House Rule 12-10. As follows, the amendment is self-explanatory, but it says that the presiding officer may refuse to recognize or rule out of order a member who repeatedly calls for division of the House when there's no reasonable question as to which the side is in a majority, and it appears the member is attempting to delay or obstruct the business of the House. And it further says that if the ruling of the presiding officer is appealed and sustained, then the presiding officer is not obligated to recognize any further calls for division from that member when it's obvious that all that member is attempting to do is obstruct the business of the House.
Representative Greer.
Madam Speaker, Pro Tem, I rise up to object to this rule change. Purpose of our rules is to protect the rights of the minority, and I feel that this rule change will give too much discretion to the chair, could lead to abuse by the chair, and my feeling is that even if the business of the House is delayed in order to preserve the voice and the rights of the minority, that I'm more than willing to stay the extra time. And so I'd urge caution on the adoption of this rule.
Speaker Lubnow.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I was in the minority voting against this rule, which is why it came onto the floor from the Rules Committee. There were some incidents that arose last year that gave rise to this rule. I'm afraid, though, that a couple things happened by passing this rule. Number one, what the preceding speaker talked about, we have to avoid the tyranny of the majority, and we have to avoid not hearing we have to hear every voice that everybody has. And with a less than benevolent presiding officer, the tyranny of the majority can occur. The other thing it does is it places an extraordinary burden on the presiding officer. I think that there are some vehicles through the Rules Committee and through Mason's Manual if somebody is trying to obstruct our discussions or use our discussions for fundraising purposes. All of those kind of things I think can be addressed through the Rules Committee. I'm real hesitant to place this kind of burden on a presiding officer solely to make those decisions, even though it can be overruled by the body.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. Speaking on behalf of the minority, we are in favor of this. We recognize when the business of this House is hijacked by individuals with other means and other agendas other than what we're trying to accomplish here. So with that said, we are in support.
Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing no further discussion, Chief Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik, Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlek,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne, Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye, or no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 8 aye, 52 no.
The proposed amendment to Rule 12.10B has failed. I wish we'd have been more persuasive in Rules Committee last night. Representative Swanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, I'd like to take a moment to talk to you about the Wyoming LEAD program, Leadership Education and Development. The LEAD program develops highly motivated, well-informed rural leaders who act forcefully, serve effectively, and speak articulately for agriculture and Wyoming communities. They are currently located in our South Gallery, if they would stand up. There is a reception tonight, if any of you'd like to RSVP for that still. But please welcome members from around the state who are here for the LEAD program.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move amendment to House Rule 5-7, refusal to vote in committee. We already have an existing rule that says a refusal to vote on the floor will be counted as an affirmative vote. However, that rule does not presently apply to committee votes, and this would simply extend the same rule that's now applied on the floor to refusal to vote in committee.
Is there any discussion on proposed Rule 5.7? Seeing none, Representative Hutchings.
Mr. Chairman, my question to the Majority Floor Leader is he talking about if you're not there and you leave a yes vote, if you don't vote, or are you talking about if we're there and we just can't make a decision? Just want to know exactly what you're talking about there.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, it is the instance where an individual's there and either can't or won't make a decision. It does contain an exception. It says someone who refuses to vote and who does not declare a conflict or is not excused from voting on the question. So either one of those would negate the rule. The rule only applies if an individual is there and refuses to vote.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick question. I'm just kind of curious what the genesis of this rule was. Have we seen this? Because I know that in my short time here, I've never seen anybody refuse to vote in committee, so I'm wondering, is this actually a problem?
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, it's my understanding that it is a problem that has occurred, and this rule change was requested by a committee chairman.
Is there any further discussion? Question having been called, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen, Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Proposed rule change to Rule 5.7 has been adopted. We are now on proposed rules 15-5 and 15-6. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the creation of House Rule 15-5, cell phone usage, and Rule 15-6, photography and video. Mr. Speaker, 15-5 on cell phone usage simply says that members will not conduct verbal conversations on a cell phone or similar device on the floor of the House while we are in session. Rule 15.6 would say that with the exception of an authorization from the presiding officer, photography, video recording, or video streaming on the floor of the House chamber by members or the public is prohibited while the House is in session. And I did specifically question that, Mr. Speaker, and we're talking about with respect to the public, only photography, video recording, or video streaming on the floor of the House. So the only act doesn't It doesn't address anything going on in the gallery, only on the floor of the House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Croker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move to divide the amendment. I think we should vote on these separately. Are you dividing it between the rules?
Oh, yes.
Rules 15.5 is Division 1. Rule 15.6 is Division 2. We're now on Division 1, cell phone usage. Is there any discussion? We're now voting on Division 1, which is Rule 15.5. The Chief Clerk will call the roll. And Madam Speaker Pro Tem, would you come up here?
Baker. Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd. Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Amendment 15.5 to House Rule 5, having received the two-thirds vote of the members of the elected to the House, has passed the House. The next rule change for our consideration is House Rule 5 on the Division 15-6. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I guess I just don't have an issue, or I have a little bit of an issue. I don't see it as a problem, us being able to snap an occasional picture of the proceedings going on, so I don't think it's necessary to ban us from taking pictures.
Representative Gingrich.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I would be against this. You know, occasionally I'll take a picture when we'll have a guest out here. Yesterday, We had the congresswoman here. I took her picture, posted it on Facebook. You know, if my kid's up there paging, you know, of course you're going to take a picture of your kid paging. You know, we had those people singing. I think I actually videotaped that and posted that to Facebook. I think we're all pretty responsible enough. We know when to take pictures, when not to take pictures. But if every time you're going to take a picture of your kid, who might be paging up and down the field, and you got to run to the speaker to ask permission to take the picture, I think that's going a little too far. Plus, you know, I don't know, a few times I've been in the chair and I've handed my phone to someone and said, hey, could you take my picture? You know, something to do. You know, I think it's a no on this one.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem, and perhaps the language of the rule is drafted a little broadly. I don't know. If this rule were to pass for any ceremonial things, go for it.
For any pictures of people in the chair, go for it. What this rule is proposed for is to protect this institution. We all should feel free to come to this microphone and debate. And no one individual member, through any technique or any ability or any issue of anger, should ever be able to intimidate any other member from debating. And one of the ways, with the advent of new technology, is sitting right in front of the person debating with the camera videotaping every word from the floor. Now, if it's from the gallery, it's fair game. And we've got rules, just like my good friend from Casper, we've got rules that prevent us from doing those kind of things on the floor, from intimidating each other. And the purpose of this rule is just simply to stop intimidation of other members in debate by videotaping the debate, cutting out bits and pieces of it, and posting it on social media. Now, if it happens up there, that's one thing. But if it happens amongst us, and we're a collegial bunch, by and large, and I'm proud of that, and I'm proud of the collegiality. But we need to preserve this institution, and that's the theory and the philosophy behind this rule change. If it's too broad, I guess we vote it down and try again. But there's some, with the advent of technology and who do you believe and being able to pick and choose your own news source, we need to make sure that we protect ourselves.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I don't know if this is beating a dead horse. I hope that it is, but on and against this amendment, I don't know if it's enough for me to have verbal assurance that we can take pictures during ceremonies and that. I don't see this as an issue. I think that this is the people's house, and I can just imagine the political fodder and the fallout that might come from something like this. Individuals saying that we're just trying to close this down even more. I don't see this as an issue. I haven't seen anybody videotaping anybody else. I haven't seen those sound bites posted on Facebook, and everything that we say at these microphones is recorded audially anyway. So on and against this amendment.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I just have a quick question. We're talking about what we're doing on the floor, and we're talking about what goes on up in the galleries. As far as it as pertains to this proposed rule, whether this be members of the public or members of the body, what, if anything, does it do for, I mean, does it change or address any issues as far as what goes on behind the glass and out in the halls?
Representative Miller.
Thank you. Speaker Pro Tem, Madam Speaker Pro Tem, just on and against, I just don't know why we're picking out these two gadgets of technology when intimidation can be in many different forms. You know, I can remember something on a bill a couple of years ago on government continuity, and I believe there was certain intimidation trying to go on that particular bill. So I think things like this shouldn't be allowed, but I don't know why we're picking these two modes to exclude.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem, and rising on and against the proposed rule change. I think we are all duly elected members of this body, and I think we have great respect for this institution, but I think we are ultimately responsible for providing for that decorum amongst each other, and we do police ourselves, and we have presiding officers in this body that can identify when behavior is inappropriate. And when that happens, you get called in, it's discussed, and it's dealt with. You cannot hide behind specific rules to try and limit people's behavior. I don't legislate that way, and I don't think we should create rules that way.
Representative Patton.
Speaking on and for the consideration of this rule, the rule was really just designed to avoid as many or provide a rule that would provide as the distraction that may occur on the floor being enforced by the speaker. I see absolutely nothing wrong. I got to tell you, I really dislike ties. I really do. I've been wearing those darn things for so many years, I'm just sick and tired of them. But we have a rule, a tradition, that you ought to wear, the guys ought to wear a shirt and tie. And that's all that is a part of the dignity of the chamber. What we're talking about here is the distractions and the control of the distractions that may occur on the floor. No, it hasn't happened very often, but to put up a rule in place that it's going to be at the judgment of the speaker at any respect for its enforcement, I see nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's too broad. Maybe you want to come back with something different, as the speaker has suggested. But nonetheless, the principle behind it is the dignity of the function of this body.
Is there anyone else for their first time? For their first time. Anyone for their second time? Seeing none, Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman, Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 39 no.
House Rule 5, Amendment 15-6 has failed the two-thirds vote and is not part of the House rules.
Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning was a very confused and distracted morning, and someone asked me if I could be more pleasant, so I decided to say as little as I could. But, however, thank you, Representative. In the North Gallery is Lisa Engstrom, who is the director of the Carbon County Senior Center. Lisa, please stand.
Would the Rules Committee please join me at the desk, and the House will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel. House will come to order. The Rules Committee hadn't met since last night, and we missed or night before last, and we missed each other, so we spent a good chunk of the morning up here. Two rulings were made by the Rules Committee. Number one, there was a complaint on House Bill 35 being not referred to the Appropriations Committee. Chairman Harshman, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and really this just slipped through the process, and it has an appropriation. So, Mr. Speaker, I'd move that House Bill 35 be removed from third reading list and be re-referred to the Appropriations Committee for consideration by that committee under House Rule 4-8.
All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 35 will be referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. And that will take it off of your third reading list. The other one was we've had some discussion on enforcement of guests behind the bar. And I will tell you, it has been difficult during roll calls for the chief clerk at times to hear votes up here. We're moving around, we're jumping in and out of windows, doors, and we've got lots of distractions behind the bar. If you have guests behind the bar, staff will be instructed to allow those guests behind the bar as long as you're with them accompanying them. If you're no longer with them and accompanying them pursuant to our rule, staff will ask your guests to leave. So if you're on the floor voting, you're not with them and accompanying them. And that's what the Rules Committee talked about. We're now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Quick privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Up both in the gallery behind you and to your right are kids from Mr. Robert Munger's 8th grade civic class from Newcastle Middle School. They come down every year, the 8th grade class does. They've been doing this for a long time, and I would personally like to say that Mr. Munger was certainly an inspiration to me in pursuing what I have pursued, and so let's give them all a big round of applause.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Up in the gallery over here, you'll see many of your sheriffs and chiefs from around the state. They are here meeting today, and we'd like to give a big round of applause to the men and women of our law enforcement in the state of Wyoming.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. We're now at that order of business. Oh, Representative Northrup.
Privilege of the floor, please, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
Thank you. Coming all the way from the Powell area, which, of course, was the 3A champions in football for the third year in a row, we have Lynn Bashford, Chief Troy Eckert, and Tim Feathers, who is an ex-officio officer of the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. Thank you guys for coming down.
Welcome to the House. Anybody who wants to be introduced that hasn't been? With that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage, the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 33.
House Bill 33 is introduced by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to juries be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 33 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins. Lickry,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 33, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 33 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill 43 is introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to children in need of supervision, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 43, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, it hasn't done that yet. House Bill 43, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey. Brown.
Aye.
Furcart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Yagi,
aye. Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers, Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 43, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 43 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 47.
House Bill 47 is introduced by Representative Berger, an act relating to government royalty revenues, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 47, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Furcart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder, Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 47, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 47 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53.
House Bill 53 is introduced by Dave Swanitzer. An act relating to the Wyoming Lottery Corporation be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment, third reading amendment number one. Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring third reading amendment number one to House Bill 53 and ask for its favorable introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, what this does is distributes the proceeds of the lottery ticket sales to the counties based on how many tickets were sold in each county. It's a pretty straightforward amendment. So they now have the technology to be able to ascertain how many tickets will be sold and where they're being sold at by each vendor. And so the revenue would then go directly back to the county based on their proportion of sales, and I'd be happy to answer questions.
Representative Miller, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question. How are they distributed now if we don't do this? And maybe a second part is, why don't we do this with the mineral revenues also?
Whoa. Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer that last question, right now we are distributing to all vendors, and the vendor is identified as any person in the business of selling at retail or wholesale tangible personal property, which get to taxation. So basically, what they would do now is they would gather up all the sales tax that comes from the county, and then that would become the percentage of the money they would get back. What this amendment is doing is saying only the money that comes from the lottery sales goes back to those counties. So there is a fine difference. I just wanted to point out to the body that this is an issue that you guys need to decide. What was the real intent of the bill in the first place is that we defined a vendor. So we're giving you two choices as I read the amendment of how to define the vendor. You define the vendor as all the retail in your county, or you define the vendor as only retail from those that are selling the lottery tickets. And the only other thing I could say that we heard up in committee is basically the fact that they do plan on having lottery sales in all counties.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a little slow on the get-go today. Ladies and gentlemen, this will redistribute the money back to our large urban centers is what this is going to do, because that's where most of the tickets will be sold. And that was not what we agreed to when we passed the lottery bill last year. Through that compromise, we were distributing the money back equally. And so I would ask you to vote no.
Representative Kirkbride.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I agree with the House District 5 Speaker who just made the same point I want to make, that that's not the premise on which the whole lottery business was sold. The premise was that it would be good for all the districts in the state, at least to some degree, and so this feels like bait and switch to me.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess that's my sentiments exactly. It appears that a bill has been hijacked for a different purpose by the amendment, so on and against the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to be clear, on and against the amendment.
A second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you can say it's bait and switch a little bit, but really it's not fair the way the distribution goes out currently, because it follows the current distributions of sales tax. So obviously if you're in Campbell County, you're probably not going to like this amendment, because you're going to get a lot more of the proceeds than what you're paying in currently. But really why I did the amendment, just to be blatantly honest, is there will probably be several counties who do not want to sell lottery tickets. And I fundamentally feel it's unfair that they should get the revenues from the lottery if they're not willing to sell the tickets. The distribution, I thought this was the fairest way to go, that yes, it will probably benefit those communities on border communities, particularly my community. Yes, I assume we will sell more tickets here. The community in Evanston will probably sell. But if you look at the state map,
most of our communities, 82% of our population, live within 15 miles of a border. So it's not a whole lot of mischief. I just think this is a lot fairer. And this is something we probably should have and could have done and debated last year. We just now found out the technology was available. Up until 6 months ago, we didn't know we could even do this. And that's why last year when we had this bill, you know, we distributed it based on the existing formula of all revenues. Now that we can actually quantify where the revenue is being derived from, we can say the revenue should go back to the communities that, you know, sell the most tickets. And so if they want to do promotions in the middle of the state up in Goshen or Platte counties, they certainly can and try to sell more tickets. But I think this is a much more fair way to go. There's winners and losers under the current formula. There'll be winners and losers. But for the overall issue of fairness and to encourage counties to sell these tickets, I think this is the correct amendment to go.
Vote in on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill number 53. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 53 has failed. House Bill 53 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll. Madam Speaker Pro Tem, would you come up?
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Pieperinen. Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Eklund, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no.
House Bill 53, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the House members elected to the House, House Bill 53 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration on third reading is House Bill 54. Excuse me, I'd like to give privilege of floor to the floor to Hans.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem, privilege. Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. Real quickly, up in the gallery, we now have the second half of Mr. Munger's class, and with them are a couple of my longtime very good friends, Maggie Stubbs and Casey Oatman. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the People's House, and we're delighted that Representative Hunt has friends. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 54.
House Bill number 54 is introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to the Wyoming Lottery Corporation, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 54, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
no. Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
New.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
House Bill 54, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 54 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 69.
House Bill 69 is introduced by Representative Larson, an act relating to fuel tax, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 69 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Feiler. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson. Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 69, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 69 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 71.
House Bill 71 is introduced by Representative Stubson, an act relating to capital leasing by school districts, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 71 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Bird.
Aye. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Yeah,
aye. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. Mater. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 91, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, pardon me, transposition there. House Bill 71, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House. House Bill 71 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 91.
House Bill 91 is introduced by Representative Stebson, an act relating to banks and restricted transactions be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 91 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Feiler, aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 91, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected at the House, House Bill 91 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 96.
House Bill number 96, introduced by Representative Stebson, an act relating to professional assistance programs be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 96 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Feiler,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bird, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 96, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 96 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 147.
House Bill 147 is introduced by Representative Miller, an act relating to the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 147 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick. Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 147, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 147 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 173.
House Bill 173 is introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to schools, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 173, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder. Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 173, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 173 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 175.
House Bill 175, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to non-testamentary transfer on death of real property, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 175, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Throne, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Rule 175, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 175 has passed the House. Our next bill for consideration is House Joint Resolution 1.
House Joint Resolution Number 1, as introduced by Representative Byrd, a joint resolution requesting Congress to support Taiwan's participation in appropriate international organizations, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Joint Resolution 1, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read? Pass. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund, Esquivel, Feiler, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Cheaters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Resolution 1 having passed the House. With the affirmative vote of the majority of the members of the House, House Bill, House Joint Resolution 1 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem, on your general file list, make one change, and I'll be making changes all day, so bear with me. Move House Bill 42, which is presently number 33, move it up to position number 2. So the batting order will be House Bill 86, then House Bill 42, then House Bill 76, etc. And Madam Speaker Pro Tem, I move the House resolve itself into Committee of the Whole.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. The House will come to Committee of the Whole, and we will have Representative Crone. Are you ready, Representative Crone?
Thanks, everyone. I hate to slow the progress down that we've had today, but I'd like to start by reflecting on some great things the legislatures of the past have done. And probably one of the greatest things is putting two number ones on the Park County license plate. So with that being said, the Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration this morning is House Bill 86. Oh, I'm sorry. Privilege of the floor. Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to introduce some students from my neck of the woods, the Burns FFA and their FFA advisor, Mr. Craig Spatz. Welcome.
Thank you,
Welcome to the House. Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Members, I bring you House Bill 86 and ask for your favorable consideration.
Actually, Representative Summers, if you could stop. I thought you wanted privilege of the floor. We'll need to read the bill in. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 86. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 86 is introduced by Representative Summers, an act relating to special rural health care districts, specifying authority of rural health care districts to employ or contract with licensed health care providers and other persons, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 86, reports saying back with the House that the recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, and Representative Green has signed this, and he, of course, is the vice chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 86. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 86 do pass. And I will turn the explanation of the bill over to the good representative at the other microphone.
Finally, Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just trying to speed the process up a little. Once again, members, I bring you House Bill 86 and ask for your favorable consideration. Our rural health care district asked for an attorney general's opinion on a personnel matter, and a footnote in that opinion stated the district did not have clear statutory authority to contract with physicians. This bill simply provides authority for rural health care districts in the state, there are 4 that I know of, to hire the necessary personnel to provide health care services to their communities. And I will walk you very quickly through the bill. It goes into the 35-2-703, Part A. It adds a Romanet 10, and basically that says the district, through its governing board, may employ or otherwise contract with physicians and other health care providers to provide health care services in the district and any other persons necessary or desirable to affect the purposes of the district. With that, I would stand for any questions. Thank you.
Question,
Mr. Chair?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick question on the last clause of that paragraph. It seems to say, or would seem to apply to pharmacists as well, and I'm just curious as why they wouldn't be included and why that was specifically included in the language.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Summers.
The answer to that, I am not quite sure. This is how the bill was drafted, and perhaps the good speaker who helped draft this bill could enlighten us on that.
Speaker Lubnow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of this bill is to allow these rural health care districts to do those things that they need to do to operate. We've seen a change in the market over the last 10 years where people are becoming driven more and more and more to work for governmental entities instead of work for private entities. It's just the realities of the market. They say in firefighting that when perception meets reality, reality always wins. And this is one of those situations where if these rural health care districts are going to operate and provide the health care in these rural districts, they may need to hire some of these people to do this. This gives those districts the option to do that, and that's why the language is in there.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And actually, I have to speak actually to the pharmacy part of this. A pharmacist would be included under a health provider. What is not included under the health provider is drug salesmen and those type of folks. That's what I think this is getting to. Not the professional, but the purveyor of services or product. Thank you.
Any further debate? Seeing none, the question being called and will be recognized. All those in favor of Chairman Harvey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 86 passes, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 86 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42. The reading,
The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 42 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to school facilities projects, providing appropriations for school facility projects for the biennial period July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2016, providing definitions, requiring reporting, and providing for effective dates. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 42, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. There were 7 ayes, no noes, and signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Harshman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the committee of the whole rise to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 42 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the standing committee amendments. And, Mr. Chairman, if we could, I'd just move the standing committee amendment and explain it in the bill.
Please proceed.
I'm calling for the question on the standing committee amendment.
Okay. You've heard the motion on the standing committee amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question on the standing committee amendment.
Okay.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. I just would like a little background. If I could get the good chairman from Appropriations, I sit on the select committee, and I don't remember discussing Jim Heights, and I just would like some background.
Okay.
Chairman Harshman.
There's really 2 issues in the standing committee. The one on Jim Heights came to us here in our deliberations in JEC. There's actually a standard out there that's a 25-foot minimum by our high school governing association, and it's been recently added to the, unbeknownst to the legislature, through the school facilities department, that the maximum would be 24. Now, none of us knew about that. Nobody knew about it, and it was brought to our attention, and I think it was some of the discussions of previous administration where they were concerned. They're talking about cubic volume in addition to square footage, I believe, is where that came. So we became aware of this and said that we would put it in here until it could be addressed by the commission here at their next meeting. And the second part of the amendment really deletes a couple of definitions on page 17 that are not used in this bill, and I can explain those when we get to that.
Any further debate on the standing committee amendment? Question being called. All those in favor of the standing committee amendment, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. We're back on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just real quickly explain the process. The School Facilities Commission, well, I would say this. This is the second budget bill, and I appreciate the majority floor leader moving it up. In the past, this entire appropriation used to be in the budget bill when we would block grant the school facilities department, and we'd have like an Appendix 1 and Appendix 2, and we'd grant out several hundred million dollars, and none of us in this body knew where it was going, what it was used for, and that was totally a commission decision. In fact, the select school facilities committee rarely met, and all that's changed over the last 6 to 8 years. We now require the committee to meet at least quarterly. The committee reviews the budget, reviews the projects. We hear from the people who elected us, the stakeholders. And so the process really is now the School Facilities Commission comes up with a budget. They present that to your select committee. Your select committee in the House is Representative Blickery, Representative Patton, Chairman Teeters, and Minority Floor Leader Throne, and myself sit on that select committee with a like number of senators. These proposals come to us, we vet it, we frankly make changes, and then the recommendations from the select committee go to the JAC and the governor at the same time. The governor then uses those, he makes any changes that he sees, sends them back to the JAC in the form of this budget bill. So this is a JAC committee bill, and then unlike the budget bill, we don't run it as a mere bill. This year it alternated to the House, next year it will come through the Senate. And so that's how it arrives here today. I would remind you the third budget bill that we've done in the last several years has been the AML bill, which there's no need for that bill this year. Okay, so members, that's kind of the process. If I could actually have you turn to the very last page, I think is if you will go to the fiscal note, because it follows the bill. And the big change with this year's bill, we've been running one-year budgets in the school facilities construction. And we've, in a way to kind of get control of it, I would say, and to really get to a predictable amount, we've really worked this into a 2-year bill. And if you look at the school CapCon account, the number just above the middle of the page is $299,376,540 is the appropriation in this bill. Now, the amounts below, and I'll take you through the bill on these amounts, $350,000 for planning. You can see the first bullet there. The second is $20 million for design. Third bullet, $230 million for capital construction projects. $3 million for demolition. $9 million for land acquisition. $2 million for ancillary buildings, which are like bus barns and those kind of things. I'll show you those. $1 million for track construction projects. $6.2 million for component level projects. Components are things that are really too big for major maintenance and too small for capital construction. We used to call these minor cap 10 years ago, but now they're called component projects. There's a $9 million appropriated for a set aside for security projects. And then there's $10 million for unanticipated costs and a $6 million reimbursement for some unanticipated costs. So if we could turn to the bill then, and on page one starts the definition of the condition needs index. Those definitions carry over to page two with capacity and the definition on line nine of previous. There are some projects that have been multi-year, multi-biennial projects, and you'll see those. The next, on line 14 to line 23 on page two, talk about the timing of the budget, and we tell the School Facilities Commission only to bring back any recommendations in a supplemental that will be of emergency or unanticipated need or any refinement that they see, but not to bring back an entire new construction budget. And then on page three, lines one through eight, talk about the work schedule that must be supplied to the committee and to the Joint Appropriations Committee. And we've seen drafts of that. We want to make sure part of the issue is that we don't spend all this money in one biennium and drive up, kind of create our own inflation cycle within the state. And we want to avoid that. And the last part of page three talks about reporting any deviation from this work schedule. Over to page four, it talks about on line 12 starts the planning projects. And you can see there's two that we outline for this year. And then on page five, we hold over an amount of money for the following year. And we know there's more out there, but we didn't want to go ahead and budget those right now and then comes back and the budget gets moved up again. And you can see those line 16 through line 21. We know there's some more planning for those districts out there, and there might very well be more. And then when you flip over to at the bottom of page 5 on line 23, where Romanet 2 design projects, and then it carries over design to page 6. And you can see the design projects that are released with this first year of the biennium. And as you walk down that needs index, you can see Lincoln number one, a high school that's been going on for last several years as a previous appropriation. It's denoted in that first column. And then you can see lines 12 through 17 are all capacity issues. And I tell you, we've done a lot in this state, really, with school CapCon. We've done a great job on fixing a lot of these old and outdated schools, but we're seeing also growth in certain areas of the state. And then finally on line 18 talks about the needs index. These are schools that come as part of the needs index. Those are design projects. Over to page 7 is another set aside of money for design for the second year. We know there's more out there. We didn't want to push it all out in the first year of the biennium, try to make this a two-year budget. On the bottom of page 7, and line 23 is Romanet 3 for capital construction projects. It flips over to page 8. And these are some that are out there that are effective immediately in line 1. And that goes down through line 18. These are projects that are ready and they've gone through the process. Now we on bottom of page 8, and it carries over to page 9, the rest of these design projects. You can see on line 6 and 7, a couple of these are previous. Then it goes through capacity, down through the rest of that page, and then over to page 10. There are some that are on the needs index. The Bighorn number 4 middle high school is ranked number 1 on the needs index. is funded for design, or for construction, excuse me. And then on the top of page 11 are some demolition projects. There's $2.6 million in the budget for that. You can see those projects in the middle of page 11. Mr. Chairman, as you flip over, you can see on page 12 on line 6, we start land acquisition. And it's similar conversations we've had on different bills. We don't want to put the exact amount of money in an exact school district, then that becomes the price for the land. And so we want to pool these together, what we think, but let our local districts go through the process to try to get the best deal we can for our districts and for the state. And then there's money set aside on page 13 for the second year of the biennia. That can be released in the second year of the biennia. And then on paragraph C on line 21, we've had this account for several years. We know through planning, the school facilities department knows that they're going to need land in certain communities, but so they look for these opportunities. And many times this money has not been spent at all. But if there's a piece of ground that comes available and it's a very good price, we want to be able to have through the commission to be able to have a little money for the commission to authorize that. On page 14, Mr. Chairman, on line 10, is for the ancillary building projects, and you can see those are bus barns. And on the bottom of page 14, line 21 and 22. And then there is some money held over to the second year as well, and we know there's more out there, but we didn't want to push it all out in the beginning of the biennium. We wanted to space it out through a two-year period. On page 15, line 17, there's track projects, and you can flip over to page 16 and see those. Those projects on line 5 and line 8 in Commerce 2 and Goshen 1. And, Mr. Chairman, on line 13 are the component level projects. And as I mentioned, these are projects that are bigger than major maintenance, but smaller than a full-blown CapCon. You can, and Mr. Chairman, at the bottom of that page, where on line 23, it has a letter C, which is a category for Fremont 25 High School HVAC at $2.27 million. And this brings to the second part of the Standing Committee Amendment. If you'll go to page 17 on line 12, you can see where C is defined. It means a building component with a life expectancy of 20 years or more. And this is where, and then on line 15 through 19 is the Standing Committee Amendment. We took out definition E, which means building envelope or protective shell, which would be a roof or those kind of things, and on line 18 means illumination, because we have none of those projects in this budget. So we just took the definitions out. That was part of the Standing Committee Amendment. And then you can see where S is safety. There's a couple of those projects, from fuel tanks to parking lot issues. So, Mr. Chairman, then flipping over to page 18, Mr. Chairman, on line 12, and this is held over to the second year of the biennium. If you look at the dates on line 12, and this is, as we know, there's security task force is out there working. We don't know what those recommendations, all of our new buildings kind of incorporate these security features, but we put a set-aside amount as a placeholder in there. And we'll look at that then as a SFC, a select committee, a JAC, and as this full body before any of that money is spent. And then, Mr. Chairman, on the bottom of page 18 and the top of page 19 are these unanticipated costs. It's a 4% of the budget to deal with. That's just the nature of construction, to deal with any unanticipated costs. And I believe, Mr. Chairman, that's the bill, and I'd stand for any questions.
Thank you, Chairman Harshman. Chairman Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a general question. On page 9, we have, you know, several schools listed, and we have them for $13 and $18 million. Is there a reversion clause in this bill? And if money comes back, Where does it go to? And also, could you give the body a feel for, unless these are exact numbers, how close do we come, you know, year in and year out?
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These numbers that you see on the capital construction are really, these are the all-in costs for FF&E, move, everything that to set this up and get running. The question is how close. I would say it's been rather close, but there have been reversions on certain projects. Some come under, some come over, but those reversions go to the school capital construction account.
Mr. Vice Chair Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. About three questions here. The ranking and getting to the schools that are the most need. Over the years, we've had some problems with that, and people are on the list, and then they're moved down because somebody else got ahead. Is that ranking, the order that we're building, pretty set now? We've kind of worked the bugs out of that, and that isn't a big concern. Second question is the cost per square foot that was brought up yesterday in the budget amendments. We seem to be paying way, you know, in the, and I can't remember the numbers, over $200 per square foot, where it should be in the $100 per square foot. Those numbers are vague to me, but are we doing some schools I'm aware of, the rationale for a school in our area should cost an elementary school $8-10 million, and we're spending $13-15 million, and for high schools $35 million, we're spending $50-70 million. I'm aware of an elementary school that's got a price tag right now of $27 million, and I just, as we look at projections that the JAC has looked at, our projections for getting more money are not, you know, we're pretty flat-lined, and if we can stretch the amount of money we have and build more schools, get, I just think that's prudent. So the cost per square foot, looking at, and the architect's fees seem to be, the idea is the architects, if they can build bigger and better, and, you know, they're going to get a bigger percentage. Are there some specifications, some rules that these schools need to go by to be built? When we were doing the bond levies to build schools within the local school district, that was pretty well looked at. Is it pretty well looked at now? And then you mentioned the third question was security, and you really don't know what that is, but you've set some money and you're looking at the possibilities. So those are some thoughts I had. Thank you.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First comment on the list, and I appreciate the question. And, you know, it's probably why the school facilities select committee and the way it's all changed is the problems with that list, frankly. And but keep in mind, we require that the list be studied. We're continually study buildings. It's not a fixed point in time. But when the new study comes out and the list changes, there's been some real heartburn. So what has happened recently now has been once you've gotten on the list and you're into that design phase and you start kind of moving, there's a point of either you're in or you're out. And I think we've got that. I think the districts are really satisfied with that. I would tell you there's one project on this list, though, and I think it's the last one, and it's a community to the east of here. And it's on page 10, and I think this is the reason why you have legislative involvement. And it's on page 10, line 5, and you see it's priority number 59. And it's an elementary school in a small town to the east of here. One time it was in the top 5 on the list eight years ago or so. And through reshuffle, I think this was a school that really got lost in the system, to be honest with you. And so your select committee looked at it and an affirmative vote added it to the list, even though it didn't make the commission's list. And that's the only project that we've really done that with. And it's I think it was the right thing to do as we came through that. Now, but to talk about the list, I think we've gotten to a point where we're doing a pretty good job. I think it's predictable, I think it's sustainable, and I think people understand it. There's a rationale, and you can kind of see how it moves now. And the biggest thing, because we used to combine it all together, capacity and condition, and a thing that was created called functionality. Does it, the school work right? Well, if you had a school, and think about many of our small towns who had these schools that were bonded way bigger than their current enrollment. Well, they never had a capacity score. Their capacity score was so good, they were under capacity, that even if they had poor condition, it would mask it. And vice versa. And so these two working together would sometimes hide the real need. That's, we have two lists now, a capacity list and this condition list. And it's I think it's more responsive to the needs. As far as the cost, been a lot of study of this, and we've done a lot of work in the last 6 years. But what we've found is, first of all, it varies dramatically across the state. You know, in the center of the state, it kind of has its own construction industry that doesn't really travel out. They don't bid on jobs in the northern, northeast part of the state or the southwest or the southeast. And as somebody mentioned in previous amendment, a lot of our towns and communities are around the border. And a lot of those are out-of-state contractors who apply for those. It's more expensive for big firms in the middle of the state to move around. It's not a simple answer, really. It's not a simple issue. So I think it varies. And the rural nature of our communities will increase that price. But I think the mistake that folks make is take this number in the budget, which is an all-in number. That's not a construction cost number. Right, it's an all-in number, FF&E, moving, set up, the whole thing, which adds a little cost to that. There is a construction number that's a little bit less than that, a construction per square foot cost. And I think it's been all over. You know, in 2009, when we had inflation in this country and in this state, it was a little higher. It's certainly dropped now down to where our bids, we've had several under $200 a square foot. So they've been certainly higher in the past. As far as the question about architects and building bigger schools and whether it's watched, this is without a doubt the most regulated school or construction piece of state government. It's all about allowable square footage, and every district complains about it because all the bonded schools were frankly a little bigger than what we build now. And you see some of these schools now, and I think that have lost population. They're doing a great job taking care of their old buildings because they don't want to replace them. They know, frankly, that when the state comes in to rebuild it, they're going to get about half the building or three-quarters of the square footage of the building. So there are guidelines. You know, they're probably pretty generous guidelines, and then we allow for enhancements on that. But as far as just building whatever you want, there's only about eight states that got in, or eight communities that got in on that, and as far as even the legislature, called the pipeline projects. And this body debated every project. We didn't know anything about it, and we just passed them through. And there's about eight schools that are bigger than what we would build today. Those were built some 14 years ago. As far as the security money, don't really have the answer other than we think it's out there and it's coming, and we want to study it and set aside some money, and we'll certainly look at it before we appropriate one dime of it. So I hope I answered your questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman Harshman. Representative Blickring.
Fellow representatives, the Select School Facility Committee has really done a lot of things. There's a community in just west of here, 100 or a couple hundred miles, that has had a real hard time getting their school built. And the Select School Facilities Committee has moved the department along to say, hey, you guys, move this thing on. Don't make them study it the third time. Those are some of the things they do. And then to address another issue, which is saving money on schools, the school district for which I belong has built four elementary schools now with essentially the same plans. And each one has come down in cost because of them doing that. And there's other school districts that are doing that type of thing, too. And they're designing something that works really well in their community and then sticking with it. And so those are some of the things that your school districts are doing to help us save money. And another thing I like to point out is the 200, the amount in this bill for the biennium is the least by quite a lot for many years. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to answer the question from the that was brought by the good representative from the western part of the state, if you look on your bill on page 9, line 9, you'll see an entire high school for one of the most populous districts in the state, and that's $30 million. Yesterday, when we discussed square foot costs on buildings, that's what it was on buildings, not just on an entire school, but just one building at a school. This is for an entire school, gymnasium, cafeteria, classrooms, band rooms, the rest of the things that go to a high school, whereas yesterday it was only for one particular building at a time. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Freeman, are you ready? Or okay. Any further debate? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Harshman's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 42 do pass, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 42 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Our next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76.
House Bill number 76, presented by Representative Croker, an act relating to forfeitures and seizures, removing forfeiture of property that is not used in a violation of the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act as specified, specifying the burden of proof for forfeiture of property, specifying the disposition of forfeited property, prohibiting law enforcement agencies from accepting property forfeited by other jurisdictions, requiring a report, repealing conflicting provisions, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 76, respectfully reports back with a due pass with following amendments. There were 8 ayes and 1 no, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 76 do pass. And I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. I'll just explain the Standing Committee Amendment real quick. All we did, we narrowed the bill down a lot, so actually the bill's a lot shorter now. There was a bunch of language all the way through there that said intended for use. All of that came out, so that would not be part of the bill anymore. And then we added a small section at the end that municipalities and counties could get some of the money themselves. And if there's no questions on the amendment, I'd ask for the question on the amendment.
Question having been called, all those in favor of the
amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've done that. Mr. Majority Whip, I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a quick question just on that final provision of the Standing Committee amendment. I mean, so as I read it, it either goes to the general fund or the municipalities or the counties, but there's no, at least I don't see any mechanism of deciding who gets what. And I was just confused to, I mean, is it sort of a free-for-all, or is there something in elsewhere that explains how it flows?
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll answer that question by saying the easiest way to explain this is there was some disagreement over that. There's a Committee of the Whole amendment that's actually going to strip out that language altogether and just leave things the way they are. So I think it would be simpler not to debate it at all because nothing's going to change for what's in current law.
Representative Greer on the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, maybe my question was answered. I was concerned about, I like the bill as drafted with that or intended for use language being stricken from this. And so as my understanding is the Committee of the Whole amendment is where we would debate that issue. Is that correct?
Chairman Gingrey.
Mr. Chairman, I was trying to speed up the process, but I can see we're going to go a little slower. So let's do this. If I could turn it over to Representative Croker, he'll start from the very beginning, explain the whole bill, then the amendment, and I think that'll clear up some of these questions. So I apologize for trying to go quicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A little bit of background, and also while I'm explaining this, if the two amendments pass, I prepared a handout that was passed out shortly before we started that looks like a bill, but it doesn't actually have the state of Wyoming and the sponsors at the top. That is what the bill will look like after both amendments go through, if it makes it a little bit easier to track for you. You can see it reduces it from a 6-page bill to a 2-page bill. A little background on this bill. It came to my attention reading some articles that nationwide there have been some outrageous abuses of power in seizing citizens' property without really the rule of law or the intent of someone being innocent until proven guilty. And I looked and read a report that graded each state, and it was interesting on Wyoming's grade because they gave the states our laws an F because they said there was actually absolutely no protection for the innocence of our citizens, but then they gave Wyoming an overall grade of C, and the reasoning was although the law allowed for abuses, they hadn't seen any abuses occurring in Wyoming. And I thought, you know, it's just a good idea to not have to depend on the current goodwill and to raise the standards so that there is some protection from our citizens. If you want a short explanation of the bill, there were essentially four items in the bill, and during committee there were some various groups that objected to three of the four items in there, one being the intended for use clause, one being the way that the funds were going to be distributed, and one being some rule changes with how we interact with federal agencies. We kind of made the decision that there was consensus on one of the issues in this bill, and we thought it would be better to just focus on the one item that everybody agreed on and everybody had a consensus on, and the other items I'm hoping we can get picked up as an interim topic, which would include the intended for use and some other things. I think it simplifies the process. It makes one important change that everybody agrees on, and then we can look at it over the interim and kind of when we have time to debate those other issues more fully. So I kind of hope that explains the purpose behind those amendments, and if there are no further questions, I would move for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment Number 1.
You've heard the question. All those in favor of Standing Committee Number 1, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Amendment adopted. Back on the bill. Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also move Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1 that, again, just completes the process of stripping those items that there was some contention over down to what was left that everybody agreed on. So if there are no further questions on the Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1, I would call for the question on that.
Seeing no further debate, question being called, all those in favor of Committee of the Whole Amendment 1, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Amendment adopted. Back on the bill. Representative Croker.
Okay, now that we're back on the bill, it's very simple to explain. There are provisions that in our law that allow for civil asset forfeiture, which is, you read about this in the paper a lot, when the highway patrol pulls somebody over and they find that they've got, 20 pounds of drugs in their car and $100,000 in cash, and it allows them to seize all that because they've got probable cause that it's used for a crime. The problem in our laws is there's absolutely no protection for the court to issue the order that the state can actually keep that property, and it creates a situation where if law enforcement so chose, they create a situation where the individual whose stuff was seized is actually guilty until proven innocent. And it can be up to the individual to have to go to court to prove his innocence to get his property back. And what this bill does is it just requires clear and convincing evidence before the issue of forfeiture can be issued. And I was very pleased from the testimony that this is exactly what our law enforcement is doing right now. They are using a much higher standard that is required in law, and I think it's very prudent for the protection of future generations and the protection of anybody being able to level any charges against law enforcement that we just raise the bar of what's in law and raise that bar up to what's actually being practiced right now. I personally am very proud of the job that law enforcement is doing and the checks and balances that they've put in place, and I think it's prudent just to raise the standards in law up to what common practices are right now. And if there are no questions, then I would call for the question.
Any further debate on the bill? Mr. Vice Chair Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the top of page 5, our county commissioners were interested in the funds used to be able to stay with the county I believe, and now we're transferring the funds that are not expended in taking care of all the business. Could you help me understand that a little?
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's one of the issues that there was some disagreement over, and so that is no longer in the bill. There's no redistribution of funds. It stands as currently is in law.
Any further debate? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Gingrey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 76 do pass, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 76 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
Oh. You've heard the motion. All those in favor of the Committee of the Whole rising and report, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, beg to leave report as follows. House Bill 86, recommended do pass. House Bill 42, amended, recommended do pass. House Bill 76, amended, and further amended, recommended do pass. And this is Representative Crone, Chairman.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Committee of the Whole report has been adopted. Representative Crone, good job this morning. I'm sure you'll have a lot more to do this afternoon. Brothers and sisters, the reason that we rose and reported is we have some reports from standing committees that we'd like to get read in so that we can hear those bills this afternoon as well. We're at that order of business or reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 12, 80 miles per hour speed limit, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobar, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 99, Workers' Compensation for Special Education Teachers, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobar, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 101, Elections, Vote Centers, and Electronic Poll Books, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobar, Harshman, Moniz, and Stubson, one no vote, Representative Nicholas, and signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, who was referred House Bill 88, post-dated checks, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, Danz, Wanitzer, one no vote, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 137, County Road Construction and Competitive Bidding, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, two no votes, Representatives Gay and Representative Danz Wanitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 159, Workplace Safety Grant Program, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, Danz, Wanitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 143, Health Information Study, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Battle, Coleman, Filer, Green, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, and Throne. One no vote, Representative Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee 10, Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 169, Medicaid Waiver Programs, Case Management System, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Barlow, Coleman, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, and Throne. Three no votes, Representatives Filer, Green, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 120, Employee Drug Testing, Vulnerable Adults, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobel, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman.
With that, order of business of re-referral of bills. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would respectfully request to re-refer House Bill 143 to your committee number two, Appropriations.
Without objection, it is so ordered. Are there any other re-referrals? Committee announcements? Chairman Gingrey.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one will meet right now at noon, and we will finish up House Bill 121, Admissibility of Evidence in Sex Offense Cases, and then we will take up Senate File 26, Endowment Challenge Program, and Senate File 27, Endowment Challenge Program Fees.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number nine will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H18 to consider Senate File 41, Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee, and Senate File 43, Engage Prioritization of Municipal Solid Waste Facility Projects.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet Friday, 10 minutes upon noon recess in room H17 to hear our first Senate file, number 51, Workers' Compensation Coverage.
Representative Zawana Trudan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet right now to discuss three bills, House Bill 148, Limited Partnerships, House Bill 93, Shipment of Wine, House Bill 156, Brewery and Microbrewery Licenses.
Chairman Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning to go over Senate File 38, Hunter Safety Exceptions, and Senate File 46, State Parks ATM Donations.
Chairman Zawana Trudan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment tonight in H-17 to hear two bills, House Bill 115, Determination of Highway Right-of-Ways on Federal Lands, and Senate File 60, Bin Inspection Authority, Game and Fish. We will not hear Senate File 58, Engrossed National Guard Service Governor's Authority, till next week when it gets introduced.
Brothers and sisters, this is the last day for bills to be reported out of committee. Tomorrow is the last day for general file. If you are as prolific as you were yesterday in House or in amendments to the budget, third reading amendments to the budget, it is likely that we won't get to general file tomorrow. So that being said, we did three bills in an hour this morning. We have about 55 bills on general file if you want to get them heard. Plan to spend a lot of time if we're debating as well as we have been. I urge you to continue to be thorough, but if you can be brief, do that as well. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 o'clock.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no. House is in recess until 2 p.m.